Thank you very much for your time. Can you update about the 32 King Cup Thailand that Australia is playing now?
So this morning we just finished our doubles semi-final. So we got through our group stages for our men, and we got into a semi-final with India. But India today was just too strong. So we had three players, and we just were not able to really challenge India, unfortunately. So they won on against us in straight sets. So that's our doubles done. But coming up in about an hour or a bit less, we will have our first men's team event match. So that'll be against Sri Lanka, and that should be great. So all our players, most of which are Hmong, will be able to take to the court, some for the first time, and that should be really fun.
Is there any win so far for any categories, like
Any
rugus
win?
or teams, yes, or doubles?
So in the group stages for regular competition, we got through that by beating Nepal, and then we also in doubles played Switzerland and France, which we won both those matches. Now that we're up against Sri Lanka, we should probably win that one in team events, so that should be quite good.
So how about the girls team?
So the girls only unfortunately had one real match where they went face to face. So they got to play against Chinese Taipei, which is quite a strong team. They practice quite a lot. They have very good basic skill. But the girls did really, really well. Their first time on court, they're a bit nervous, but it was great to see. And then they also had another match they should have had against Sri Lanka, but Sri Lanka, their flight was delayed, so they actually missed the match. So technically, the girls won that one. They've had their first win, but it was just by a walkover because the other team couldn't make it to the court.
Do they get any medal for that? Do you
The
know?
girls won't be able to. They needed to win two matches to progress through to the semi-finals. So because they lost to Chinese Taipei, unfortunately, they won't medal.
I
But it
see.
looks like our men shall medal in both regu and the doubles event as they got through to the semi-finals. And they kind of do an equal third thing here at King's Cup. So although we lost our semi-final, we'll share the podium with the other team that lost their semi-final for equal third.
So, how about the current competition, our current tournament?
Yeah, it's really good. So there's a really big mix of skills and levels. So we have like existing really strong teams like Thailand and Laos and Malaysia and Vietnam, Philippines, and then you have the up-and-coming sort of teams. So some of the European teams, we just watched a really good match where New Zealand played Iran in the other double semi-final and just narrowly lost. New Zealand, sorry, narrowly lost, and it's their first time coming here. So it's really good each year to see new teams come and participate, and then you see the old season Takraw amazing teams perform as well.
Okay. Do you think that Australia will have any chance at all to win medal this year?
Yeah, so I think the team event should shape up quite nicely. We have a nice easier match this morning to get all our players used to it. And then tomorrow morning, we'll have quite a challenging match against Chinese Taipei. So if we do well there, I think we should progress through to a semi-final for team event. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Daniel, Ellen, Bavio.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time.